Welcome back into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and we're going to continue our education theme here today, talking with Manhattan Area Technical College President Jim Jeanette, who joins us in studio. Thanks for being here.
My pleasure. Thanks. Always good to be here.
Yeah, I was just talking before we went on the air. I don't know that I've met you in person here before, but I know I've talked to some other folks at the Tech College.
Yeah. So we're a little busy, but it's all good stuff.
Yeah. And it's a busy time of year. School's starting up.
Yeah, we start next week. Our calendar on classes is the same as K-State's, but we've started a few things early. For instance, this fall, we took over the auto tech program at the high school here. So it's our faculty, our program out there. And so we've got 64 high school students that will earn college credit in auto technology this year. And it's all paid for by the state through the state regents as part of the Excel and CTE program. And that makes everything a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. Technical college, we hear so many good things about what a technical college education can provide to students post-high school.
Low student debt, great job opportunities, good salaries. My students in particular, my graduates, are some of the best consumers because they don't have hardly any student debt. And they're going into jobs paying very good money. We have a one-year program. We teach guys. We haven't had a girl apply yet. We could teach one to be electric lineman. A one-year program, but their starting pay is usually between $60,000 and $80,000 a year for 1 year of college. That's pretty good. And as soon as they get that first job, they're out buying a new truck. So we promote consumers as well as good workers.
Yeah, that's a good point there. Yeah. And low debt is a big thing nowadays with the skyrocketing cost of a college education. You really can't go wrong. Too many times with a technical
right.
education.
And our average student debt is under $11,000. So, like I said, and they go into jobs. Most of their first-year jobs are in over $40,000 a year. So it's a pretty good ratio as compared to some of the other opportunities they have in higher education.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the things you have coming up here. First off, we'll start with Showcase.
Yeah, they have the Chamber Business Showcase next week on Wednesday. And we'll have a booth there, especially promoting our foundation. But one of the things I wanted to mention was for people in the area that might go to the showcase, if they were students of when it used to be the VOTEC under the school district or students when it became the Tech College, we're always trying to reach out to more and more alumni. We don't really have good records on that. We just want to make a connection with them, hook them up with our Facebook page. We're not asking for money. They don't have to be afraid of that. We're just trying to find out who they are, what they're doing. Oftentimes, we're trying to find out if they've had a pretty good life with their career based on the training they received at the college or at the VOTEC. We want to share those stories. That's always good PR for us.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a good way to kind of build your brand a little bit more.
Yeah. And we have several of those, but we're always looking for more. So, again, if somebody's going to go to the showcase and they used to be a student with us, let us know. They don't have to go to the showcase to let us know. They can go on our website. We also have a Facebook page about Manhattan Tech on alumni and the foundation, so they can go there and hook up with us.
At that business showcase, too, what about maybe potential future students? I know it may be a little bit late by then to get in for this semester.
Yeah, for this semester, but it doesn't hurt to start planning ahead. Several of our programs are full and have waiting lists, and that's been fairly common the past couple of years. But it's never too soon to start talking with one of the advisors, working on the application, working on financial aid. Figuring out, are there some prerequisite courses you may need to take, especially if you're going into nursing or a healthcare position. There's oftentimes some science, math courses you want to get out of the way early. It's always a good time to look at if you need some gen ed requirements, how you can pick those up with us. We have a lot of that online. So there's different ways you can kind of jumpstart the process while you wait to get into a program when there's an entry point for the program.
I would imagine parents of high school students might be interested in this as well. And what about dual credit courses? Do you offer those?
We have a lot. So 6 years ago, basically, we had no high school students taking early classes with us. Now we usually end up between 350 and a little over 400 a year. And part of that's due to the great cooperation we get at Manhattan School District and also Wamego, Rock Creek, Riley, Blue Valley, several of them. I'll forget some of them. But Manhattan in particular, they've really opened doors for us. We do a lot up there with the students. I met with the superintendents of Wamego, Rock Creek, Caw Valley, Waubunsee this week. We're working on some ideas about how we can do more for them in their area. And then I met with the new Junction City superintendent yesterday, similar approach. What can we do to come in and basically close the loop. They may offer some tech ed courses, but they can't close the loop as far as college credit, the industry credential. That's where we can come in and help.
And business leaders probably, especially in the manufacturing industry, want this to be happening.
And the popular ones with the high school students are often CNA, welding, auto tech. The Excel and CTE program that the state put in several years ago will pay for the students' tuition and fees. They pay us. So the students, they don't have to pay anything. But they need to put some skin in the game in terms of the effort to do the classes but earn those credentials. The CNA is a great one for the high school people. They can find out, do I like healthcare? And what the feedback we're getting, because we can't keep up with all the enrollment we're supposed to get in CNA, the employers in the area love these kids coming into work for them. And the patients enjoy having the younger people working with them as well. So these are some great opportunities available to the high school kids. They're also available. We took over the Adult Learning Center about a year ago, moved it on campus. The enrollment's gone through the roof. But those kind of programs are also available to adult ed students. As they're working on their GED, they can enroll in a tech ed program like CNA, welding, whatever. So while they're finishing the GED, they get that certificate. They're in good shape to get a job.
All right. And again, more information will be at the Chamber Showcase. What's the date again?
August 28th.
August 28th. Okay. Yep. So mark your calendars for that. That's a week from today.
Yeah.
Another item coming up here is the annual car show.
Fourth annual car show. How about that? 4 years in a row we've been doing it. It's pretty cool. My auto collision instructor, Lynn Schroll, auto tech teacher, Jeff Pishney, Alex Anderson, others, put it on. We do it on the hill. If the weather permits, we let them put the cars up on the hill on our campus. Otherwise, we keep them down in the parking lot. But it's free. People can come by, check it out. If you want to enter the contest, there's a way to do that. It's not expensive to do. But it's also time just to come out and learn about the college as well. The car show includes cars, trucks, motorcycles. You've got everything from sports cars to the old classics, the jalopies. It's really quite fun to see. A couple of years ago, somebody had a sports car out there, and under the hood, they had it all themed out with Captain America stuff. So you just never know what you may see. But again, it's kind of our homecoming, if you will. We just encourage people to come out, enjoy the weather, and it's right on our parking lot and free of charge.
All right, and that's September 21st.
September 21st, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., so you have plenty of time to enjoy the rest of the day, but it's a good way to come out and start and look at some cool cars, talk to people. We always have some freebies to hand out to folks.
Yeah.
So it's a good time.
A good way to showcase your auto department, too.
Very much so, yeah. And they're pretty good at it.
Very good. Well, I want to also chat with you here about these Wallet Hub rankings. MATC scored pretty good.
Yeah. So, you know, anytime you get a good ranking, you brag about it, right?
You bet.
Wallet Hub is a financial services company, and they do all sorts of rankings through the year. But every year, they rank the best and worst of what they call two-year colleges. They don't rank everybody. It's not all-inclusive. But they rank over 700 two-year colleges across the nation. They rank them on student cost, student outcomes, in other words, academic performance, and career outcomes. For the second year in a row, we're number one in Kansas. They evaluated 18 of the 26 two-year colleges in Kansas. We're number one 2 years in a row. For the last 5 years, we've either been number one or number two in the state, alternating with Pratt Community College. Manhattan Tech and Pratt are the only two Kansas two-year colleges in the top 292 out of the 710. It kind of drops way off after Pratt and ourselves. But again, it's pretty cool. And again, it's based a lot on here's our student performance and the career outcomes. Our cost is higher than a community college because we don't have a tax. We don't have taxing authority, so I don't have a tax base. I don't get property taxes. I don't get sales tax. So our cost to students is a little higher than like at a community college, but our outcomes are so much higher. Our job placement rate's right around 95%. Student debt, again, is low. And so these kind of rankings are pretty cool. You know, it's always good to knock off Johnson County Community College when I get a chance, or KCK, so I like to brag about it.
Absolutely. That's good things to brag about and right in our backyard here in Manhattan. Well, let's take a quick time out, talk more with Jim Jeanette, president of Manhattan Area Technical College, when we return on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.